Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, ascended the pulpit and said, Nothing worries me as to what will happen to you after me, except the temptation of worldly blessings, which will be conferred on you. Then he mentioned the worldly pleasures. He started with the one, that is, the blessings, and took up the other, that is, the pleasures. A man got up saying, O Allah's Messenger, can the good bring about evil? The Prophet, peace be upon him, remained silent, and we thought that he was being inspired divinely. So all the people kept silent with awe. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, wiped the sweat off his face and asked, Where is the preceding questioner? Do you think wealth is good? He repeated thrice, adding, No doubt, good brings nothing but good. Indeed, it is like what grows on the banks of a stream, which either kills or nearly kills the grazing animals because of gluttony, except the vegetation-eating animal, which eats till both its flanks are full, that is, till it gets satisfied, and then stands in the sun and defecates and urinates and again starts grazing. This worldly property is sweet vegetation. How excellent the wealth of the Muslim is, if it is collected through legal means and is spent in Allah's cause and on orphans, poor people, and travelers. But he who does not take it legally is like an eater who is never satisfied, and his wealth will be a witness against him on the day of resurrection.